If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners. We are the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Just go to cropmetcalf.com if you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on the Instagram. Good morning to Jason Bishop with us here.
Good morning, Cakes.
Hello. John Paul Flame is here, too.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello. And Eric Bickle, that's your foursome.
Good morning. How are you, Ricky?
I'm doing well. If you guys are hungry at any point, I have a bag of everything bagels from our friend Paulie Flicks on Long Island.
Those are thick.
These are the biggest, thickest bagels. And I got a dozen of them. I mean, I barely have room to fit them into my house. They're so big.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, look at these guys.
I'll probably dive in. I mean, they're kind of known for their bagels.
Because you guys are weird and like cream cheese, I went out and bought some cream cheese.
Oh, nice
so
of you.
If you want to slather your Staten Island bagels with cream cheese, please have at it.
What do you put on your bagels?
I'm a butter and or margarine guy.
Okay.
I know like that butter. I'm in the minority. I understand that I'm the weird
butter's
one.
Butter's fine.
I'm the weird person that puts butter or margarine.
I think butter's fine.
On the bagels.
But, yeah, I mean, cream cheese is silly on a bagel.
So, nice gesture by Paulie. The only issue with getting a dozen everything bagels in your car is then your car then just, it smells like a big giant bagel factory.
It smells like a garlic factory is what it smells like.
Because I pick the bagels up, obviously, in Staten Island, then drive another hour or so to Long Island. Mm-hmm. The bagels then sit in the car while I'm watching Ovi make history at UBS Arena and then have to drive all the way back with said bagels. So might need to deodorize the car or get some sort of air freshener.
I think if you keep the windows open a little bit, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I can smell it over here.
Yeah.
I'll probably dive good. In.
So, yeah, you guys, please feel free to dive in.
You know,
thank you to Paulie. He's always been very nice to the show.
Yeah.
Used to send us movies on DVDs before they came out. That was his bit. That's why we call him Paulie Flicks.
He brought that up during breakfast with my kids, and I had to explain to my kids.
They didn't even understand the concept.
Yeah, like they were like, he did what? And sent you what? I was like, well, he would pirate movies. I kind of downplayed that and then burn them onto CDs and send them in the mail.
Right.
And then we would consume.
Is he still a
content.
Bus driver? Is that what he did?
No, he's retired.
Oh, he retired.
Full-blown retired.
He just goes on cruises all the time.
Yeah, every time I see him, he's in some like Caribbean country just soaking up the rays
now,
with his wife.
Is his wife retired too? Or is she still
sure.
Grinding?
She might be on at least a part-time grind, but I know he's just full-blown retired.
Yeah.
Pension, the whole nine.
Yeah.
Yes, you get a pension when you're a New York City bus driver for X number of years.
Yeah, good for him. He's a really nice guy.
Pensions are great.
Appreciate the bagels. So last night, obviously, and we'll get into the game, You know, I was about to go to bed, and then they cut it to like 9 or whatever. They cut, you know, they cut it to like 1, I think, at that point. But with about 7 or 8 minutes left, I was like, wow, we really got a game. Watched it till the end, exhausted. I had taken a nap prior, which I really don't nap anymore, but I took a nap prior because I knew I wanted to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
Had difficulty falling asleep, of course. Didn't fall asleep till after midnight. Woke up this morning so groggy that I noticed when I went downstairs, I had 2 different shoes on. I had 2 different.
But you noticed it before you walked out.
I had 2 different white shoes because, you know, I like to slip on my shoes. I had my white slip on Hokas. And then on my right, they actually are kind of slip on Adidas, but they have some laces, but, you know, it's weird.
Laces optional.
Yeah. I'm downstairs walking around with 2 different shoes on. Literally never done that before
in my
life.
Pretty funny. It's a good one.
Thank God I noticed it before I came here. I doubt you guys would have noticed. You might have. Nobody pays attention to anybody around here.
I don't really pay attention to what people are wearing on their feet for the most part.
But
now, if you wore like a white shoe and a blue shoe,
right,
like you just look like a clown, right, I'm probably going to notice that.
But that's how sort of groggy yeah. and out of it I was this morning. From
this
staying
is the million
late.
Time I've said this. The fact that the tip is at 8:50 is
late. Yeah,
it's an outrage. It should be against the law.
It is.
That's
crazy.
So late. What are we doing here? 8:50 tip?
I guess they're trying to, you know,
they've been doing.
They
want the West Coast
for both coasts.
Again,
you know, it is what it is.
Don't care about the West Coast.
I know. I'm with you, Cakes.
Don't care about them at all. This is where the population is. East Coast, baby. Cater to the East Coast viewer. The latest that game should tip off. 8 p.m. The latest. Should be 7.
I'm with you, man.
Should be 7 p.m.
But they've been doing that forever.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Just because they've done it forever doesn't mean it's the right thing.
Well, it sucks because
I have to like
we got to get up at 4. I mean, if you know people who get up at 6 or 6:30 or 7, they're fine.
They're fine.
But getting up at 4 sucks.
Game's over at close to midnight.
I know. It sucks.
It didn't end at midnight.
I said close to midnight.
It ended at 11.
I'm trying to use some artistic license over here, Draft. 11 p.m.
College basketball games take just over 2 hours.
11
you ever heard of primetime TV, Cakes?
It's close to midnight.
Yeah, but usually.
Did you live a life at one point where you watched primetime television?
Yeah, but primetime was like.
That's kind of an old school concept.
What's 8 to 10.
8 to 10. All right, but this is
7. 7, they're still running the game shows and news. 8 o'clock was the beginning of primetime.
8 p.m.
9 o'clock when you had a show. A big time show like NYPD Blue
10 and 11.
Or ER, they were 9, look, and then some of those shows were 10.
If you want to be a relic and a dinosaur, you're doing a good job of it by saying everything should start at 9 p.m. because that's the way that Seinfeld came on TV. 30
no, what
years
I'm telling
ago.
You is that's when people are up. That's when people are up. We don't, that's
well,
when people are watching
plenty of people
TV.
Up at 8 o'clock. At 8 p.m.
Cakes.
There's plenty of people.
Cakes, I'm
just,
with you.
All
it's,
I have is voice of reason.
It's just one of those things. JP doesn't care because he goes to bed at 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
every
he's
day.
A night owl. Yeah. So, of course, he's arguing.
It's just one of those things you got to deal
is better.
With.
Well, yeah. The networks are doing it for a reason.
Understood.
It's not just the West Coast. Even on the East Coast.
You don't have to like it.
That's when people watch TV.
Well, whatever.
9 o'clock's
I
a little late.
And I do not
even
silently
on the East Coast.
Protest. And I won't protest a lot, trust me. But I will protest.
I'm with you, Cake.
Bad start times for big events.
I think it's too late. I think all those sporting events come on too late. But what are you going to do? That's why I took a nap to try to
when you're not
for
getting
it.
Up at 4 in the morning anymore, you won't care.
Well,
probably right.
Close to death.
Yeah,
at that point. I mean,
and you know what I won't care about when I'm 70 plus years old?
Yeah.
Houston versus Florida.
Oh, okay,
I'm not going to get. It's not going to move me.
So you're going to be doing morning radio till you're 75 years old?
I'm just saying.
Really?
When I'm at an advanced age, I'm not really going to care about Calvin Sampson failing to win a national title.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I mean, is he 71 years old?
Yeah, he's in his 70s.
Okay, that was his best opportunity, and he just let it slip through his fingers.
Surprise, he could stay up.
Surprise, that's a good one.
Well, all his players wanted to just turn the ball over every time they had it.
Calvin Sampson. Great career, but it's going to be unfulfilled because he's never going to win a national title.
Well, it was kind of embarrassing, the execution down the stretch. The last possession was humiliating, I thought.
That was.
Possession before that, the guy dribbled off his leg when they were scrambling.
For the last 10 minutes, I mean, it was kind of a disaster.
They had 4 consecutive turnovers in the last minute and a half.
Would you rather get to the Final Four and just get that close to it and not win it or just never make I might all...
Nah, it's better to get
choose
there.
Never get to the Final Four.
It's better to get there.
Of course, you just get tantalized by it. You're so close. You
no,
just,
of course.
You fail.
You want to get there as long as you can. You know, get as far as you can. But
rough one. That's That one will haunt him for as long as he's still walking around upright.
Every day he's going to think about it.
It's still an accomplishment to make it to the national championship, to make it to the Final Four. Whenever you, if you just went on Wikipedia and you look up a random college coach, if they've made it to the Final Four, that's going to be there in the accomplishments.
Sure.
Making it to the Elite Eight, it's probably not.
He's just going to say, well, you know what? You got that close. You got to finish it off.
Right.
But you know what? He doesn't go out there and play. His players do.
Mm-hmm. That's a rough one.
And when you turn the ball over four times in the last minute 26, well, that's not on him. But I understand it's a late game, but and especially because it's early in the week. It's one thing if it's on a Thursday night, but when it's a Monday night, it's tough.
I just don't know how people can wind down. I had a hard time. I don't know.
You guys, the game used to start 30 minutes later. They moved it up.
Sure.
You should start at like 9:20.
Tip at 9:20, yeah.
With Jim Valdez, we should show up at the TV studio's headquarters with pitchforks and torches and really protest. Just call for somebody's
head. It's amazing the college hoop season's over. You know, obviously the NFL season ended, you know, with Super Bowl, and you move on to the next season, then you get through the tournament. So then you're looking forward to the tournament. Now that's over. Now you're looking forward to NHL playoffs here in Washington. So you kind of move on to the next stage.
That's the way it works.
It's the way it works, man.
This week it's Masters Week.
Masters Week, yep.
You got NHL, you got NBA, you got Major League Baseball.
I've got the music.
And college basketball, it's just portal news.
What's right? I missed any portal news yesterday. What was the big portal news yesterday? Anything?
Big portal news? I'm not sure. I know UC San Diego lost their entire starting five because their coach went to New Mexico.
Well, that's standard.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like what happened in College Park. Pretty close.
A lot of guys will enter the portal in that situation but end up coming back because they won't have a lot of options.
Yeah.
Some of them. The back end of the roster guys.
Let's see. Virginia got a transfer kid from Oklahoma. Kentucky got a kid from Alabama. Dell Jones from Clemson went to Radford. That's a big one.
I saw Willard brought over every coach with him, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you saw.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I'm spacing his name. Oh, Deshaun Harris Smith went to Georgetown. You saw that. That was a couple days ago.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
have fun with a defensive specialist who's going to dribble the ball off his feet all the time.
But I think the top 45 guys, top 50, are already committed.
All right, on a Tuesday, we've got Timothy Gay scheduled to come in. He's the author of Rory Land, since it is Masters Week. Got a new book out. EB's got all of the post-it notes.
It was quite an effort. I actually looked at every one of his post-it notes.
Very nice.
And skimmed through it. Yeah.
So he'll be in with us coming up at 8:40 when we come back. We'll get into the Junk Sports page. We'll lead it off with the Nats. Break them up. They've won three straight.
Nice.
Get into that and more next on the Junkie Sports page here on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.